Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5
is joined once a week by Caroline Bruderer of Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting another local nonprofit. Caroline, who do we have with us this morning?
Today, I'm very happy to introduce Bob and Sherry Jason. They are the founders of City Hearts. And this is an organization that I am actually personally involved with, which is why I'm having them on the Cause Corner today. This organization has been active for 30 years, and they have provided arts programs to at-risk youth in the Los Angeles area. I want to introduce Bob and Sherry Jason to the Cause Corner. Hi, guys.
Hi. We're honored to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. So why don't you go ahead and start and just talk about your, you know, trajectory to get 30 years later and helping kids have access to the arts.
Well, Sherry and I met as attorneys in the Public Defender's Office Juvenile Division over 30 years ago. And we had been in the Juvenile Division a number of years, and there was some frustration in dealing with the children. We really wanted to make a difference in their life. And Sherry had an experience at Juvenile Hall that was kind of the genesis and origin of City Hearts. And maybe you want to explain.
Just an amazing thing happened to me that changed my life. As a brand new lawyer in the public defender's office, we went on a tour of Central Juvenile Hall, which is one of the most overcrowded and oldest juvenile detention facilities probably in the world. And while the other lawyers were watching these boys lift weights and play basketball, I happened to hear the sound of a piano. Well, I'm a ballet teacher, and I have been a ballet teacher for most of my life. And I followed the sound of the piano, and in a small storeroom was a boy having what turned out to be his very first piano lesson. And I just leaned against the wall in this just horrible environment of a lockup facility, and here was this young man playing Mozart. And it turned out that he had never touched the piano before. He was a prodigy. The young woman who was teaching him played a short, simple Mozart piece. He picked it up by ear and he played it. And the bells rang. He went off to rejoin his unit. And I found out that he was 13 years old, incarcerated for murder, and awaiting placement in the California Youth Authority, which is the prison for kids. And as he walked away, I just kept thinking, what if he had met that piano first? Mm-hmm. What if that had been in his life? And then we would have had lives saved and families not ruined and the whole ripple effect. And it just, I could see that ripple effect. And as I met my new clients and began to represent children in the juvenile court, kids who really had potential to be something if they knew about their creativity and ways to express it in a positive, in a positive way.
Explain sort of how you got going and the last 30 years in a nutshell.
Sherry has a background in arts, and we knew that the arts have a magical quality in transforming lives. Everyone's had that experience where they've been influenced by the arts. At that time, we had an opportunity to lease a loft in downtown Los Angeles, a 5,000-square-foot loft, which we did. And Sherry taught the first class in ballet. We hired some teachers, and it's grown over 30 years to about 35,000 children. And it just feels that it's been an opportunity to transform their lives and have an impact before they made bad choices that got mm-hmm. them into trouble in mm-hmm. juvenile court.
And the arts are a way for these children to become involved. We have a dance and math program, so they're learning basic math and arithmetic concepts by dancing around and moving their bodies. So this is a way for them to engage other parts of learning. People learn in different ways, and this engages them in learning, and they want to stay in school. They actually end up doing better in school, becoming more focused, and we just see great benefits.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming event.
And we're so excited, and Caroline, so grateful to you. Thank you so much. It's very exciting.
I'm so excited to help out Fresh Focus. So my client is the Jim Marshall Photography, and Fresh Focus is the event this year, and it is in Topanga. Why don't you guys go ahead and talk about the event really quick, and then we can talk about the special Beatles, the portfolio that is up for auction that I think the listeners are going to be excited about.
Well, the event is at the Old Stagecoach Ranch, which is really a historic property, one of the original properties in Topanga Canyon. It's a beautiful lawned area with these great mountains, and it's beautiful. And there is a barn, and that will be where some of the exhibit is. And then we will have another area where the Charity Buzz exhibit is, and that's where the portfolio. But the portfolio is also going on live.
It's already up online on auction. So this, just so you know, the date of the event is Sunday, October 19th.
2:30 to 5:00.
And all the information on the event is at...
It's cityhearts.org. That's cityhearts.org.
So let's talk about Fresh Focus. You have not only Jim Marshall work, but work of celebrities and their photography, and also other celebrity photographers. Why don't you just kind of run off some of the names that you have?
We have old Hollywood photographs of Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland, Louis Armstrong, and we have some hot new Hollywood, like an image from Breaking Bad, and Bryan Cranston wrote a personal note that goes with that. And then we have an interesting shot of the Talmud. It's called The Talmud by Robert Zuckerman. He's one of the top 10 film photographers in the business. We do have something very rare by Walter Rosenblum. It's called Tar Beach. It's from, he was an iconic photographer of New York streets in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. This is a beautiful beach shot on a special kind of paper. The bidding has started and folks can bid online. So that's wonderful because people can join us online.
So the big Beatles portfolio that's available is a limited edition estate print of five photos of the Beatles that was shot by photographer Jim Marshall backstage and on the stage and all around. He was the only photographer allowed at the last Beatles concert in 1966 at Candlestick Park. And so there are only 25 of these that will ever be printed. And City Hearts has this whole portfolio that is up for auction, and the URL is biddingforgood.com/cityhearts or charitybuzz.com/cityhearts. One way you can help right now is if you become a member of KX93.5 during this airing of the segment, a portion of your membership will go directly to City Hearts. And I want to thank Bob and Sherry, Jason, for being here, and good luck, and I hope that the event is really successful.
Thank you so much.
Caroline.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's a great studio here. Thank you.
Thanks. So until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/cause corner. Back to generational alt rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.